Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, on the line with us right now is Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star. He is a regular contributor of mine when I host After Hours, which is our evening show. And he's on the line with us right now. He was live in St. Louis yesterday to watch that Wild game take place. Jalen, start us off with your reaction and the reaction of those you heard from about Jack Caglione. I know he was 0-for-5, but he had several very, very loud outs during the course of that game, and he didn't strike out.
Kansas City Royals fans, Logan, they came out in full force to see Jack Caglione. They lined up early. They were in the building at Busch Stadium, and they just wanted to get a glimpse of this future star, this fun phenom that has come to Kansas City, and it was a really unique and exciting time for any Royals fan that was there. Jack Caglione, you can't miss him. 6'5", 250 pounds. He stands out among the crowd. And to just see him interact with his teammates, you know, be on the field for batting practice, how he handled himself during the game, getting that nice ovation from the crowd when he had his first at-bat. He hit the ball really hard. He could have had two hits, but they were taken away. He was robbed by Victor Scott, the second in center field, and he was robbed by Nolan Arenado at third base. But Jack Caglione, he proved himself to be worth the price of admission, and I think for the Kansas City Royals, that's going to be exciting for not only the organization but their fans.
We heard about it from some throughout the game. You could tell that the excitement level was a little bit higher. You could hear it from Bobby after the game. You heard it from Vinny prior to the game and during the post game. Did you, while you're watching the game last night, could you sense an energy shift with this team, even just having Jack Caglione in the lineup, albeit the fact that he went hitless? It seemed like overall, 1-9, these guys seem to be playing with a little bit more juice than we had seen from them in the last couple of weeks during those really, really difficult stretches at the plate.
I wrote about it in the Kansas City Star, and we also have a whole bunch of other great stories from Vahe Gregory and Pete Gradoff, Blair Kirchhoff, Sam McDowell. We all wrote about Jack Caglione and the impact that he's going to have for the Royals and this organization. And yesterday, I think you kind of saw a little bit of that. The Royals changed their lineup. They had Michael Garcia batting third. They had Salvador Perez batting fifth. Vinny Pasquantino was in the fourth spot. So it was just a way to shift things around and allow Jack Caglione to feel comfortable when he was inserted into the lineup. And I think you saw a lot of the production that a lot of fans haven't seen this season. You know, Michael Garcia came through with a big 2 RBI knock. Vinny Pasquantino came through. Salvador Perez had a home run from Nick Lawson. Bobby Witt Jr. started off with a 2-run homer. Guys up and down the lineup were just able to hit the baseball. And I think that thinking of just being able to lengthen the lineup, because that's what happens when you have Jack Caglione in your lineup. You lengthen it out now. Now you have another power bat in there. I think that could be big for the Royals moving forward. We'll see how they play tonight against, I believe it's Miles Michaelis, but it's going to be a big game for the Royals to see how well they play today.
Just looking at the lineup, and we saw how they performed yesterday, but you saw it when the card came out last night. You know, India hitting leadoff still, Bobby in second, moving Mikel up to third, Vinny hitting cleanup. And then you've got Salvi, Jack, Nick Lofton in left field, Drew Waters in right, and Kyle Isbell in center. This seems, to me, top to bottom, the most balanced lineup that this Kansas City Royals team has trotted out so far this season. Do you anticipate this continuing to be the lineup or some sort of combination of the lineup, depending on whether Jack is DHing or playing right field on a given day? Do you think these will be the nine guys at the plate kind of regularly here in the near future?
I think that the Royals will continue to experiment with their lineup, and I think this might be one of the different types of experiments that they might can keep going back to. Max Pietrangelo, Royals manager, he talked about it. He said that he wanted to try to get certain groups of guys together and, you know, kind of fill this lineup out. To be able to get that with your power hitters and Vinny and Salvi and Jack Caglione really in the middle of the lineup, and you have speed guys at the top, guys that get on base, with India and Bobby and Mikel Garcia, now you have a potential situation where you might get to four and you have two guys on, three guys on, or you might get to five or six and there's a runner on third base, a run's already in, and you have a chance to add more. So I think it's a good way to look at the lineup. And obviously, it's going to depend on who you're facing each and every night. So that's why things will be changed and be different. But to have that element of those on-base guys in front of the power hitters, and then behind the power hitters, you have guys that can get the ball, put the ball in play and move guys over. I think you have a functioning machine that the Royals can lean to in order to win some of these games so that they're not going out there and scoring one run or getting shut out 1-0 again.
I want to go back to a conversation you and I actually had earlier this week, Jalen. I had asked you on Monday about Noah Cameron versus Michael Lorenzen, right? What could we see the Royals do here? Reagans is expected back as soon as tomorrow, quite possibly. Lorenzen, another difficult start for him yesterday, 2 2/3. He gave up 7 earned, 2 home runs included in that. His ERA is now ballooned up to a 5.12 this year. Has there been any more conversation, any hint as to what we might see with in regards to this Noah Cameron versus Michael Lorenzen debate as to who that number five starter for the Royals is going to be, and where does that leave the other guy in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the Royals have to make their decision pretty much soon. Because if they're going to bring Cole Reagans back tomorrow to start, that means that they're going to have to make a decision on who is going to be able to shift it around or move it around to bring him off the injury list. So they're going to have to make a roster move. And right now, a 6-man rotation could be on the table. But they have off days every Monday this week, like we mentioned before. And I don't know if that might be where they want to go. They also could have the option to potentially move Michael Lorenzen to the bullpen. But when you look at the way the Royals have starters have been pitching, you really don't have a need for a long relief guy when you can have Daniel Lynch that can do the same thing. You have other guys that can do the same thing. So when you really look at it, they have to decide what is going to be their best option moving forward. And I think a lot of that's going to depend on what happens in today's game. You mentioned Noah Cameron starting today. So it's going to be what happens today, how they look, how they want to fit this thing together. But one thing we do know is Cole Reagans is going to start tomorrow, and they have to make a decision. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To see what that decision is going to be.
Any possibility in your mind that if Noah Camara goes out and throws another excellent, another quality start today, is there any thought to the possibility that the Royals could explore an avenue where they look for a trade partner or even DFA Michael Lorenzen? Or is it more likely, because of the injuries they've already dealt with this year, try to hold on to a guy like that as that quote-unquote sixth starter in the event that somebody goes down with an injury again, like we've already seen from Reagans and Lugo a couple of times?
Yeah, I think that for right now, the Royals would like to hold on to Michael Lorenzen, because Michael Lorenzen, he is very versatile. He can be a starter. He can be a reliever. He can be able to work in the bullpen. So it would be helpful and behoove the Royals, I believe, to have another guy that can start games for you, that has started games for you, to still be around the squad. Because as you've seen, pitching is very volatile. You can have an injury to Seth Lugo or Cole Reagans, like we saw, and then you're down two of your aces. So you got to have pitching, and you got to have an abundant amount of it. So it could very well be that Noah Camara pitches well, and they might have to make a tough decision to send him back down to AAA. I know that might not be what a lot of fans want to hear, but that's just the reality of the game. It could possibly happen. So they have a lot of ways they can go about this. So that's why it's going to be interesting to see what they ultimately want to do. We saw it when they brought up Jack Caglione. They had to send down Dairon Blanco, and Matt Quatrero talked about it pregame. He said, well, we needed the bat of Jack Caglione, and when they were in games where they weren't necessarily utilizing Blanco to be the pinch runner speed guy, he was just on the roster, and they had to make a tough decision there. So the baseball is a game of tough decisions. So that's why they pay those guys in the front office and evaluators what they do to make these decisions. But it's going to be interesting to see which way they want to go.
Any concern tonight? Have you heard anything about the weather patterns there in St. Louis? I know that there's some thunderstorm possibilities that are entering the area. Any shot that we might see this one get delayed or postponed a little bit this evening?
For right now, it seems like everything is all systems go, but you never know what the weather. Anything can happen, but I anticipate them trying to get this one in today.
All right, that is Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star joining us, talking a little Royals, a little Jack Caglione. Appreciate you as always, Jalen.
Thank you so much, Logan. Talk to you soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.